Welcome into the Chris Ramsey Show on ScoopsAtDannyMac.com. It is a Monday Cardinals off day express version of the program. Drew Silva going to join us in just a moment. You know, I had some great reaction to the mailbag we did last week, talking about the Cardinals, about their pitching, about Max Scherzer, and about the trade market. And as I was thinking more and more about the trade market, I thought, let's get Drew Silva on the line. Drew joined us on Friday for our draft of bachelor party venues. You can check that out at scoopswithdannymac.com. Hey, do me a favor. Go subscribe to the podcast, Scoops with Danny Mac. Leave a 5-star review and then hit me up on Twitter and tell me who you want to put a bounty on. I'll send some cards to you. Anyone that you want to put a bounty on after you leave us a 5-star review. Let's see. I've got a pile right here of cards that I'm going to be sending out later today. I have Zach Wheeler, Clayton Kershaw. I have Aaron Rodgers. I have Pete Alonso. I have 2 Yadier Molinas. I have Albert Pujols. Point being, I'm sending a lot of cards out, and you can get in on the fun by hitting me up on Twitter. Show us that you left that 5-star review and then put a bounty on someone, and I will send you cards. I've got so many of them, so may as well have a little fun and send some out. And I've got some of the good stuff, too. I've got some Panini. Let's see, some Prisms, Mosaics. I've got, that would not be Mosaic. That would be Mosaic. I've got, let's see, some Topps Chrome here. I've got some good stuff, some good new stuff. So I want to send it out, and I want you to hit me up on Twitter. All right, we broadcast, as always, from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates, they want you to hit them up because they want to help you with your eyes. They know that your eyes, whether you're thumbing through your cards or at a game or on the golf course or spending time with family and friends, it doesn't matter. Your eyes are too important to not get the very best treatment possible. That means you need the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Prasadi, and Dr. Andrew Royer are exactly that, the best in the business, and let them show you why. Go to their website, youreyedoc.com, and that's just the beginning. You can see what they do for their patients, why they're called the doctors, why more healthcare professionals in our area trust them than anyone else. Then you can get in to see them, whether you are going to their great offices on Manchester, just west of 270 in St. Louis, or if you're visiting via telehealth. All of the information is at youreyedoc.com. So head to the website, give them a call, 314-966-5000, and please tell them you heard about them on the Chris Ramsey Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Let's talk some baseball with Drew Silva. Drew Silva with us from NBC Sports. You can also hear him on some of our weekly draft shenanigans. A lot of buzz around the industry. And by the industry, I mean nothing about our draft of bachelor party venues last week. You shocked the world by picking the Christ the Redeemer statue. But that was not the most shocking pick of the evening, which says a lot. You can hear that and everything at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Follow Drew on Twitter. Check him out at NBC Sports Edge. What's up, man?
Yeah, that draft certainly got a little weird. I was searching for like the best views in the world, and Christ the Redeemer came up. I just think it would be nice to look over Rio or wherever.
What else is on that list?
Oh man, I kind of blacked that one out. I had like some sushi place in Japan because I figure you can kind of cut your own sushi off a nice piece of fish.
No. I meant what else was on the best views list. Aside from like gazing into the Mississippi from what used to be the porch of the Morgan Street Brewery.
That's wonderful. I don't know, places in Italy certainly cracked the list along the Mediterranean.
Well, Barber did grab the Vatican with one of his picks.
That's the only real controversial pick, I think.
Yeah, it was a terrible. And even like if you're going Rome, there are like How about the Colosseum? That would be dope, and it's right in the middle of downtown Rome. That would be sweet. But
a bachelor Vatican. Party at the Vatican, you'd have to have a certain kind of crew to really enjoy that, I find.
Yeah, and I'm not even gonna wander anywhere within the vicinity of any joke that could be made. So yeah. You can check out the pod, the draft of bachelor party venues, on the podcast from Friday. And again, we love chatting baseball with Drew. All right, I've got a bunch of stuff that I want to bounce off you here in the next couple of minutes. And we kind of danced around it a little bit last week, Drew. We talked about Jack Flaherty's injury and the Cardinals. And I think there's been kind of this thought that, all right, maybe there will be a big move to be made coming up at the deadline. Because of storyline purposes, there have been, you know, connections to Max Scherzer. My question is, what percent do you put that the Nationals right now, as we sit here on June 7th, what percent would you say Max Scherzer, how confident are you Max Scherzer will get traded anywhere by the deadline? Give me a percentage, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Well, the NL East is so weird this year because no one's really threatened to run away with it. And you know, the Mets are sitting in first place right now, 6 games over .500. The only positive run differential in that division, but it's only plus 11. Obviously, DeGrom has been DeGrom, but they have a lot of injuries. And Francisco Lindor's come around a bit. I'm kind of answering this in a roundabout way. I don't know, to be honest. I don't know where to put the percentage right now. I think the Nationals probably feel like they can still make a run at it as we sit here in early June. That could obviously change by July 30th. And really that lineup beyond Trey Turner and Juan Soto, and, you know, maybe something happens to one of those two players and they really sink. It's a pretty non-deep lineup. It's a shallow lineup there. And so I could see them really continuing to struggle. They're 3-7 over their last 10 games. I'm going to say 50%. I mean, they owe Scherzer a lot of money in the final year of his deal. I don't think they'll necessarily push to re-sign him because I think they kind of need to do a little bit of a rolling rebuild because that's not a stacked farm system. They need to kind of reassess where they are and then think
they almost need someone to come in and overpay him if they don't trade him like the Angels did with Pujols. Apples and oranges, but then it kind of gets them off the hook with the fans, right?
Yeah. And then, I mean, they got to think about extending Juan Soto here in the near future, too. And we know that's going to be probably something.
Scott Boras is taking him to free agency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he would accept something above $400 million if the Nationals are willing to pay that out right now. So I don't know. The Nationals are in a really weird spot in that they're not really out of it yet. But if they continue to play like they have, and, you know, Steven Strasburg has just looked uncomfortable all year and he's back on the injured list now. So if they don't get him back into the mix, that's probably a sinking ship, and that they probably will trade Scherzer if they fall further. If they're 10 games out on July 30th or even in like mid July, I think they're going to start fielding phone calls.
I mentioned earlier, you can put a bounty on anyone. Like, I might not be able to find, you know, the oldest card of all time, but you can put a bounty on anyone if you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Also, if you are getting hooked up and you're going in to see the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates, you can put a bounty. You can put a couple of bounties, and we will get you hooked up. They want to hook you up with the very best in eye care. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates will give you exactly that. Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer are called the doctors. I know, I tell you all the time, because healthcare professionals go to see them. Doctors trust them with their eyes. So it's simple, right? Like, if you ask your mechanic, if your mechanic horribly was out of work in a time of crisis for your automobile, what would you say? You'd say, well, where would you take your car? So wouldn't you trust where your doctors are having their eyes taken care of? It's the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. YourEyeDoc.com or 314-966-5000. Please tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show. We love broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios, and we love getting back to baseball talk with Drew Silva. All right. Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't know if they will be because of the division. And my thing is, like, with the circumstance, and I understand that there's a lot of money still owed to him, but I wonder if they buy more goodwill with their fans. Like, they certainly don't buy goodwill with their fans if they keep selling guys off. I think the rest of that division, I don't really think anyone is going to be a seller. Like, I think every team in that division is in a spot and could talk themselves into contending. And, well,
The Marlins
except the Marlins will be a seller, whatever they can sell. But, you know, the Phillies, Mets, Braves, it doesn't matter. I think that they're all have the mindset of contention. And I just, if I'm the Nationals, man, what does that say to your fan base a couple years after the World Series, albeit within the midst of the pandemic, like you're trading away Scherzer if you're within arm's reach? I think that you almost just swallow the pill, offer him the qualifying offer, take the pick, and then get off the hook for the rest of the money when somebody overpays him.
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of in the same spot last year. They weren't very good. The lineup was shallow. It was Turner and Soto, and, you know, they didn't go anywhere. And so I think it's kind of a redux of that. And if I'm a Nationals fan, I'm saying we need to kind of make some changes to this roster. But you're right about the Braves and Phillies. They're both thinking that they should be contending, and they've both just underperformed. And, I mean, the Marcelo Zuna story in Atlanta is obviously even bigger than baseball, but it obviously hurts that roster especially. I don't know. I think it's a division that's still going to be competitive all year. I don't think the Mets are really loaded enough to run away with it. Maybe if they – I mean, the Syndergaard setback is a big hit to them as well. And maybe they'll get Carlos Carrasco at some point, but he hasn't pitched all year with that, you know, lingering hamstring and now a shoulder thing. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm the Nationals, I would probably think about some. But as it pertains to the Cardinals, at least, I think that's kind of what you're saying is, I mean, they need help now. They don't need help 6-7 weeks from now.
Right. So you got to find a motivated seller, right?
Right. So I would almost go for, like, you know, Matthew Boyd of the Tigers or something.
Yeah.
Like,
or even Fulmer, maybe.
Yeah. John? I mean, Michael Fulmer, he doesn't really, you know, I think move the needle.
Yeah. But I mean, they could be like, that seems like a kind of Cardinals-y move, doesn't it? Like, I get that he doesn't move the needle, but, you know, he's cheap. He's, you know, been fairly solid over the last couple of years. I know that he just went on the IL, so I guess this is me from like a week ago, but he almost kind like that kind of player, I guess. It might not be a sexy move, but a guy who has some team control left, and you could get him, you know, how many extra starts can you get before the deadline?
Yeah, and or like...
Like the sexiest name might be like John Gray.
John Gray, Herman Marquez. I was thinking Rockies as well. Also Kyle Gibson, who's a Mizzou boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Having a really good bounce back year for the Rangers. And
so what do you think their motivation is?
I mean, they're terrible. They've lost 9 of their last 10. They've Adolis Garcia, obviously, who's, you know, probably going to run away with American League Rookie of the Year. But other than that,
it's such a weird roster.
Yeah, I think they're going to move Joey Gallo. I think they'll be the most active. I mean, they've tried this rebuilding thing already, and it hasn't worked. But I think they're going to get aggressive with it again and try to get some load up on prospects. And they have some players who, you know, should command some decent returns prospect wise in Gibson and certainly Gallo. I think the Yankees
load it up.
Yeah, I think the Yankees are going to be they're going to run hard after Gallo to try to fix their outfield and just slugging problems in general. It's incredible how unpowerful that lineup is right now.
Yeah. And like you think about, I guess it's weird because I think that within the constraints of what's going on right now, you have to think about the rest of the division now, but also in the next couple of years. And if you're the Yankees, don't you think about like the window, like, okay, like the Red Sox are going to be tooling back up, you know, like the Blue Jays are only going to get better. Like, do you kind of look at this year in the next year or two, but also kind of say, maybe we're more aggressive this year if the market's weak, but we know the division is going to get stronger around us?
If I'm the Yankees, I'm going to operate like the Yankees, and I'm just going to throw money at problems and take on big contracts.
Hey, hang on, though. I will say this in all seriousness, and this will be a conversation for another pod. I do find it interesting, I guess, that Brian Cashman really doesn't get talked about. And for as much as they do, well, and I guess, I don't know, in Cardinal stratosphere or even in the National League, I feel like he doesn't. And even if you're throwing money around, like, it's pretty unbelievable to look at how long that guy's been there and how he's navigated some of the different scenarios or the different situations that the club has been in.
And the pressure, especially, like, we had Brian Hoke of MLB.com on the podcast, the Circling the Bases podcast plug last Thursday. And Yeah, kind of like being able to pick his brain about what it's like to cover a Yankees team that at the time that we were talking, they were 6 games above 500 and everyone was freaking out. They're down to 2 games above 500 now. And so maybe the panic is more warranted, but it's like, if you only followed the Yankees through some random tweets, you'd think they were hovering around with the Orioles at the bottom of the division.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the expectation there. And it, yeah, for Cashman to have the sustained success that they've had and the way that baseball has changed since he first took on that job, it's really incredible. Yeah. I think he deserves credit for being one of the best GMs in baseball, and probably doesn't get it because they are one of the highest spending teams in baseball, or either one or two usually year over year. And I still think that team is going to be fine, especially if they maintain some decent health. LeMahieu's going to hit eventually. Gleyber Torres is going to hit eventually. The pitching, you know, coming into the year, we knew that their pitching wasn't all that great. And then losing Corey Kluber for a couple months, it doesn't help. But Gerrit Cole has been Gerrit Cole. Jordan Montgomery's looked good at times. And Jameson Taillon's been pretty good. So, and, you know, they have the tools to go get, you know, hey, a Scherzer or a Matthew Boyd or Kyle Gibson, some of the guys that we've been talking about, or, you know, get Joey Gallo to help plug that hole in the outfield where they're like not getting, you know, consistent production from a guy like Clint Frazier or Brett Gardner.
Drew Silva from NBC Sports Edge, you know, Ken Hitchcock used to make the joke that there were two or three teams of former Blackhawks that you could assemble throughout the NHL and they'd make the playoffs. You could assemble right now. Let's see. Carson Kelly, Luke Voit, Colton Wong, Adolis Garcia, Patrick Wisdom,
Randy
Arozarena, Lance Lynn, Marco Gonzalez. Oh my goodness, that might have to be a draft. A draft of guys that were on the Cardinals who are still in the big leagues. That'll be one of the drafts.
I might need to like drink heavily during that one just to get through it. Just cry into a glass of scotch.
We are going to bring our coolers up to the Christ the Redeemer statue.
There we go.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Huge thanks to Drew. Huge thanks to the doctors. At Ophthalmology Associates, don't forget, hit them up, 314-966-5000. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show. And then go leave us a review, 5 stars, if you please. Subscribe to the podcast and hit me up on Twitter, and we will get you some cards in the mail. Put out a bounty. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got a huge guest list the rest of the week. Follow along on Twitter. We'll have some fun. Until then, Chris Raby saying be nice to each other. As always, peace.